Golf Smarter number 384, published on May 14, 2013, is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter.
SmarterPodcasts.com, delivering sound advice.
The largest demo day in America, a product tour at Hagen Oaks.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights from golfers and golf professionals to help lower your score. It's worked for your host, Fred Green.
Please introduce yourself and tell me where we are.
Fred, I'm Frank LaRosa, and we are all, about 8,000 of us, at the Hagen Oaks Golf Expo. This is the 38th annual Golf Expo. It's amazing how this has grown over the years.
And what makes the Hagen Oaks Golf Expo unique?
Well, a few things. Number one, it's a free show. Most golf shows, you have to pay some sort of admission or parking. The Morton family has always, Ken Morton Sr. has been here 54 years at Hagen Oaks, which is remarkable. But every day he's been here, he's about growing the game of golf. And that's what the show started out to be 38 years ago. And that's what it's grown into. People can come here and see every major manufacturer. We have golf and lifestyle areas. We have golf travel. We have golf courses, about 30 golf courses from around the country. Just about anything in golf, we have it here. And I've always said that if it's not here, it probably wasn't invented yet.
And who should we be going to meet this afternoon?
Oh, boy, there's lots of people. We have our own movie star here. We have Cindy Morgan, Lacey Enderall from Caddyshack. Every day we have four or five people on our Golf Expo stage, either talking about clinics or, charity events or something like that, information that people need. Today we had Cindy from the movie, and she drew a big crowd, and now she's doing autographs. But, you know, every major manufacturer is here. This is a great year for golf equipment. I don't know that I've seen a company that has, a product that you'd say, boy, theirs is better. I mean, they're all just really out there with really good stuff this year.
We're in Sacramento, California, but people come from all corners of the globe to be here because, is this the granddaddy? Is this the big one?
You know, we call it America's Largest Demo Days, and we used that as the marketing name years ago, and we finally began to realize it is. There is no larger consumer golf show in the country. We will have, over the weekend, 25,000 people through here, and that's phenomenal. The show is copied by many. They will come and take a look at what we do, and they take ideas back to their shows, and that's a great compliment to us, and we really feel very proud of what we do.
And let them have it. Let them do it. We got to grow the game.
Absolutely, and that's why we do that. That's why competing golf courses are invited, because a player today on their course might be a player on our course tomorrow. So that's really what we think. But yeah, we've drawn from Los Angeles, Oregon, the Bay Area, Reno. It really is an all-encompassing kind of an event.
But Hagen Oaks is more than just a golf course that has a demo day one weekend a year, or
yeah,
a demo weekend.
Ken Morton Sr. is he's a remarkable person. He's the most awarded club golf professional in the history of the PGA. He's a four-time national award winner.
Wow.
And he has a very big team. There are 14 golf professionals on staff that teach and fit clubs. So that's a huge business for them throughout the year. Lessons. First Tee basically was a pilot program, Ken started Say Golf, which was Sacramento Area Youth Golf, a few years ago when the schools were taking money away from the golf. And First Tee saw it, and that became the pilot program for First Tee.
Wow, that's awesome.
We do a lot of charity events. We'll finish this up and maybe have a couple of days to breathe. And then May 20th and 21st, we have what's turned out to be a huge charity event. It's called Golf and Guitars, which also came as a result of Ken wanting to give back. He'd been here 50 years. He said, I need to give something back to the people. Let's have a party. What we end up with now is two nights of concert, a celebrity AM golf tournament with 200 players on two different courses, and two three-hour concerts for a very, very nominal fee. And between that and The prizes, the auctions, silent and live auctions, will end up raising well over $100,000 for charity with one event.
That's amazing. Congratulations. And you have a Superstore here that's also online?
The Superstore is online at HaganOaks.com. HaganOaks Golf Super Shop is 15,000 square feet of, again, I don't think there's a golf product that is anywhere that's not here, because if it's been invented, they probably have it in their shop. And what's interesting, around the country, if a manufacturer gets his product into the HaganOaks Golf Super Shop, that's kind of an opening door for a lot of other golf courses as well. Yeah, I think they have something like 5 or 6 or 8,000 SKUs or something. So it just goes on and on. Yeah, it's worth a visit. It's like Disneyland for big kids.
It's a toy store for the big boys.
Yeah, it is.
So it's HaganOaks.com?
It is,
or HaganOaksGolf.com?
No, it's HaganOaks.com.
Okay,
yes.
And Hagan is H-A-G-G-I-N.
That is correct. HaganOaks, O-A-K-S.com. And from there, you can find out about lessons and fittings and the Super Shop, and probably get a link to this golf expo and golf and guitars as well.
Thank you so much. Let's go meet Cindy.
Thanks for being here, Fred.
Golfers are crazy addicted to the sport, so.
and you have a unique way of seeing that. You need to introduce yourself and why we're talking right now.
Cindy Morgan, but you know me as Lacey Underall from Caddyshack.
And how did that movie change your life?
For the better, it was a fight to the finish, and it's not over.
What, the movie or the...
The fight to the finish is not over. And also, just the effects of that film. When it came out, it had sort of a lukewarm reception. It's
right.
More popular now than it was when it came out. My understanding is, this is all word of mouth, as everything was, because nobody took photos, nobody had cell phone cameras back then, is the interview for the press wasn't well received because everybody wasn't in the best mood that day.
Do you remember that?
I wasn't invited. I wasn't invited to anything because I wouldn't shoot the nude scene for Playboy. I was the Irish Spring Girl. I said no to one of the producers, John Peters, who talks about it on the Biography Channel. So he broke my contract, took away my paid ads and my billing, and pretty much said, do this or you're blanked in this business and you'll never blanking work again. I said, so be it. But now I'm clearing the set because I run camera. I'm an FCC licensed sound engineer. I know who belongs here. I'm going to see four guys or you're not going to get a shot off. And I got all day. Take your time. Well, it got done, but he wasn't happy about it. But when the premiere came out, Doug Kenny heard that I wasn't invited. So he reached in his pocket and bought two first class tickets and said, here, you come on over.
Oh, that's great.
Doug Kenny's a great guy.
So what did that movie do for your, it's a two-part question, which
yes.
I hate to do, but.
I'll remember.
What it did for your public image and what it did for your acting career.
Well, I didn't work for a long time afterwards because I went to William Morris after Caddyshack, and I had more lunches with agents than auditions. Now, that's not a good ratio. Not at all. That's not a productive ratio. Then Disney came calling and put me right back in the market.
Awesome.
And now with the re-release of Legacy, one of the most fascinating things in the world is the fact that I wasn't in Legacy, and the fans came running. And they said, where are you? Why aren't you here? A man from Sweden said it brilliantly and articulately. He said, you're like our family. Where are you?
Oh, that's so sweet.
And their websites came up, and they got content. I have no idea how. And press picked it up, and I'm very, very, very proud of that. Because that's such a tough balancing act. Disney, I had two rules for everybody on my team, and I meant it. Always respect Disney and no whining. and I had to stop interviews sometimes because somebody was whining. I said, sorry, you know, stand tough and take it.
Amazing. So you've got this image of your, of, you know, the people have this image of you in the golf community.
I
so
know,
you get to come out and do these kind
isn't
of
this
things.
Cool?
People standing in line, and I'm holding it up, but to get autographs and
how cool is this? It's like you wake up in the morning and go, am I dreaming this,
right.
Or am I really doing this?
I know how you feel, and on a minor level because
no,
of the show.
You know, yeah. And if you do your job and you try to have some sense of integrity about it, somewhere along the line, to have a little fun with it and make it entertaining, it works. It's like magic.
Congratulations! Thanks for your
Thank
time.
Thank you.
Walking through the show, you see all the major manufacturers, TaylorMade, Mizuno, Sky Golf, Cleveland, Callaway, Adams, Wilson, Nike, they're all here. But as far as the golf clubs, let's not talk about those. Let's find the more interesting products that you're not going to normally hear about. Please introduce yourself and tell me why you're here today.
Hi, this is Angelo Papadarakis with the Swing Smart, and we're here today demonstrating our golf swing analyzer.
Okay, well, I like the smart name already, so you got me in. And tell me what the Swing Smart is, how it works, and why I should own one.
The Swing Smart is a small Bluetooth wireless device, fits right underneath the grip of your club, and when you take a swing, it gives you your swing statistics, tempo, face angle, speed, and whether you're holding on to that nice lag or flipping at it a little bit. Along with that, it gives you a 3D view of your golf swing. From any angle, you can spin it around and see it 360 degrees. So it really gives you an opportunity to see your swing, probably as you never have before. So the reason to own it is because we all need immediate feedback as golfers. Without that, we're really working blind. You know, we go out and we time our bad swing, but we never know where our positions are. With the Swing Smart, you can start learning about where your positions are in the golf swing and making those improvements.
And this little unit that sits on the club itself, you have it, I see you have it on a driver and you have it on a putter.
Yeah, it works on every club in your bag. So from driver down to putter, and because putting is literally 40% of the strokes you take playing golf, we felt it was very important.
More like 60 or 70 for us.
Unfortunately, many of us work out. And in the putting stroke, you can literally see every nuance of the putting stroke, whether you have a pause or a little hitch, or you're hitting it with your hands as you approach it. So it really gives you an opportunity to break down where things might be going right or wrong with your putting stroke.
Is this for your practice round, or do you have this on during when you're playing?
Well, maybe if you had it on when you were playing, your friends might get mad at you if you start taking money off of them. So you can't use it for a handicapped round. Okay. But certainly when you go out and practice on your own, you can put the Swing Smart on. Because it's Bluetooth wireless, it'll work 40 feet away. So you could be on the putting green. And it's great because you can see what you take from the range. Can I take that to the actual golf course itself? Is my tempo staying the same, or am I getting tight when I get on the golf course? Is my putting stroke getting tight? So it really gives you an opportunity. You put it on your smartphone to walk around the golf course with it as well.
And so you're holding an iPhone here.
I am.
And I'm not. I'm holding an Android phone here.
Absolutely.
You can tell because mine has the big screen. but does your product work for both Android and iOS?
In about 2 weeks, it'll be out on Android as well. So that makes me very happy because I have that same Samsung phone you just showed me with the bigger screen.
No, you don't, because that's the one we came out today.
Oh, is that the S? Okay.
That's the S4.
I have the 3. Yes,
I'm
so
excited.
Three.
Anyway, I'm learning this phone. So how much information does it store? Like if I go hit a bucket of balls and I come back to my phone, then what am I going to be able to tell on my phone from that?
You're going to be able to see every swing that you took. Mm-hmm. So it will record. If you're out there hitting golf balls, once you put it in motion, we'll call it, it just keeps recording your swing or capturing your swings. So you can look at them then or wait till you say, as you're done with your practice session, go back and look at them later. Another great feature is you can email any swing anywhere in the world. And it's called Dynamic Digital Swing Capture. So if I have it on my phone and you have it on your phone, I can send you my swing. You can look at it in 3D just like we're looking at it, like standing right next to me.
So you're saying if I have it on my phone, if I have that app?
Correct. If you have the Swing Smart app. It's free, so there's no barrier to having it. So we could literally exchange swings all over the world, which is a great thing for – I'm from Chicago. So in the winter, either I get to go away or my pros go away, but usually we're never in the same spot. So this gives me an opportunity to keep working with my local guy, and he knows my swing, so he can help me out if I ever have a problem.
Now, our Android phone, we have these huge screens, but you got these little one on your iPhone, but I have an iPad.
Certainly.
Would I be able to see it on my iPad?
Yes, you would.
Do I have to bring my iPad to the course so it sends it to that? Or once it's on my phone, can I then open it on my iPad?
You can, right now, you can email it to your iPad. Very soon we'll be able to have that capability to sync those two swings up together. And we find that a lot of our users like to take the smaller device to the golf course.
Sure.
And then come back and look at it on a larger iPad or on a larger screen.
And that's what generated that question, because
yes,
that's what I would want to do, is be able to sit and analyze it on the bigger screen.
Yeah, absolutely. And we find people even like to look at it more in a studio session. What's great with the iPad is you can hook it up to a TV as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's go over the app. I'm totally fascinated by this thing. I'm a geek, and so it's hard, of course. This is audio, but give me a description of all the elements that are available on your app.
Okay. Well, let's start out with the basic four elements that we show, the numbers that we show. Peter Costas is our national spokesman.
That's
very,
nice.
Very early. Thank you. Very early, we sat down with Peter, and we said, Peter, when you teach a lesson, what do you like to see? He said, okay, these are the four things. I don't want to confuse people. I don't want to throw nine things at them. So we show tempo, which is the ratio of your backswing to your downswing.
Huge.
We show face angle, so where you start the club and where you finish. So face angle versus address. We also show you face angle versus your path. So if you start spinning the ball, you can tell whether I'm closed or open to my path.
Then that begs the question to me, can you put this thing on your club wrong?
Not really.
If it's face angle, it's got to be precise. So
it's got to be
precise.
Does
it have to sit exactly right on the club? Where and what if it's not there?
So what we do is, first of all, it sits flat underneath the club shaft, and then it calibrates to zero after that. So it always starts out at the zero point.
I see. Okay. So let's go over the other two numbers that are available.
It gives you swing speed, which everybody likes to see. Am I swinging it fast or slower? Am I consistent in my speed? It also gives you what we call shaft lean or angle of attack. Shaft lean is whether I'm holding on to that nice lag with my hands or, unfortunately, as many of us do, as we flip at it. And we let that club head, you know, we stop our body. We let the club head race past our hands. That's where we get top shots or a little fat. So this gives you an opportunity to see, am I holding on to that nice lag into impact? Once we get past the numbers, as I've said before, you can see it in 3D. And that's where it really shines because you get the opportunity to see the blue line, which is your backswing, red line, which is your downswing. In this case, this swing went a little over the top, and you can see it instantly.
And you haven't even seen my swing yet. It looks just like that.
I can also spin it around 360 degrees. So for the very first time, you can see the swing coming at you. If you were trying to do it on the golf course, you'd have to wear goalie equipment too. We can also
Chicago
show a path view.
Yeah.
Oh, and
from overhead. Overhead. Wow.
And I can zoom all the way down to see what the club face is doing. This is great for a full swing. It's incredible for putting because to see exactly what the blade of the putter does as it comes into impact and to make sure you're not looping your path at all really gives you an opportunity to get better at the game.
Price point?
$249.99. The app is free, so you can put it on as many devices as you like. The only restriction would be because it's Bluetooth, it can hook up with one device at a time.
Right. And will
like
it remember which device?
It will.
Because I really hate going, I have to re-log into my Bluetooth.
It will always, once you pair it once with a device, it knows it forever.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And even if it has two devices, it's going to know which one's which?
Well, what it will do is if you have two devices that are both in range, just turn the Bluetooth off on one that you're not using so it pairs with the other one.
Okay, very good. Please tell me what the website is and where we can buy these.
Sure, the website is www.swingsmart.com.
You don't need the www.
All right, swingsmart.com. We'll make it easy that way. You can find them anywhere on our site. You can find them all over the internet. We're also in Edwin Watts, Dick's Sporting Goods Online, Golf Galaxy, Roger Dunn. So we're really all over.
Angela, one last thing. Can we do some video so I can put this up on our Golf Smarter TV channel? I'd love to be able to push this a little bit farther.
That would be terrific. I think one of the great things about the Swing Smart, it lends itself very naturally to seeing what we're actually talking about.
Yeah. Audio is good, and you did an excellent job describing it. But let's put a video up on this as well.
Great. Terrific.
David Knox with Skills Golf, and we're here presenting all of our golf training aids.
And Skills is SKLZ.
Yes, sir.
Very hip.
Yes, extremely hip.
And what kind of, we're in this spot where everyone's swinging clubs like crazy. What is it that Skills Golf, you have a lot of different products here, and they're all training aids?
Yes, sir.
Let's showcase a couple of these.
Let's start off with the GoldFlex 48. It's a rhythm, balance, tempo training club, also flexibility. And because of the unique way it was engineered, the weight and flexibility, it promotes that when you reach the top of your backswing, because of the weight and flexibility, it forces you to pause. So when you reach the apex of your backswing, there's that slight pause and it allows you to drop down into the correct angle and develop that lag. And with that weight, it helps to get you off this back side, your back right side, and give you a nice, clean follow-through.
And in describing it, I hate to do this to you, but it looks kind of like the orange whip.
Yes, it does. The Orange Whip is an excellent product, but with the Orange Whip,
which you happen to have right here.
The Orange Whip has a counterweight on the end of their club, which we believe, because of that counterweight, it nullifies the weight here. So when you swing their club, when you get up here to the top of your backswing, you can get away without pausing, and you will not get the effect that the Gold Flex gives you. If you don't pause, you kind of get the feel of like having a rattlesnake in your hands if you do not pause at the top with our product. Theirs, you can get away without pausing, and you won't have that kind of vibrating feel in your hands. Plus, the Orange Whip is $109, and today ours is $56.
Woohoo! But what is it normally? Because people are not going to hear this today.
Right, $69.99.
Okay. So you got a beat on price point, and you firmly believe that it's a better product for training.
Most definitely.
What else you got? That was excellent. Because you know, you see the Orange Whip, and everyone doing those, but I don't think they use it for stretching, but not really for swing training.
Correct. Swing training. Balance, rhythm, timing, tempo, flexibility, all those things.
Right.
Also, it comes in two sizes, 40 inches and 48. And the 40 inches for juniors and ladies, and the 48 is for adults.
Okay, perfect. All right, so why don't you pick up another product here and tell me what it does and why we need to have one of these in our arsenal.
This is our Ball First Trainer. Another visualization aid swing thought is what this is doing is trying to get the player into the habit of trying to hit down on the ball first. To get the ball up in the air, you don't try to scoop it. You want to hit down on it. When you hit down on it, this will get the ball up into the air.
Right. Hit down to make it go up still confuses me, but yeah, that's the point.
Exactly. And also with the way this is shaped, it'll also show you the path of your club head. If you're
so let's talk. I'm gonna try to describe the shape. It's kind of like the letter U. It's open. It's yellow. It's about 8 to 9 inches wide and about 12, 15 inches long.
Correct.
And with that opening in the center is just a little bit wider than your club face.
Exactly.
So that it allows you, when you lay this down on the ground, it allows you to see. But you have to use it on grass.
Right, exactly. You have to be using it on a grass driving range.
Yeah, I was just thinking, wait a minute, you can't do this on a mat.
No, because a mat will not give you the feedback that you need, because you could hit 4, 5, 6 inches behind the ball on a mat, and your club will slide into the ball, and you're thinking you're hitting the ball correctly.
Right.
You need to practice this on grass. It'll give you your true feedback.
So it really, it's a visual aid on after you finish your swing.
Exactly. Shows you your divot and the direction of your club head.
Price point?
$19.99.
That's a good one. That's a good $20 right there.
Fantastic. Instant feedback. Great price point, and it works.
All right, you got a bunch of other things going on here, but you had one more that you pulled out, which I find really interesting because, any guitar player is going to look at that and going, cool, a foot pedal.
Exactly. This is called the Power Wedge. You can put this under, if you have a problem with lifting your left foot.
For right-handed golfers.
Right-handed golfers, when you're addressing the golf ball, when you're taking your backswing, you lift your left foot up. You want to keep that left foot down. You put this clicker under your left foot, and if you hear that click, that's telling you that you have lifted your leg up. So you get instant feedback.
Right, and it's something that you probably don't even notice because you're thinking about so many other things, but having that sound.
Exactly. When you hear this click, it's letting you know that you've lifted your leg up. You're already off balance. You're out of position. You're kind of almost in a dance move, which I tell all my students that Dancing with the Stars is on Tuesday night.
and
vice versa. Same for the right foot.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not just because not only do you have people who lift their left heel, right-handed golfers, they lift their left heel on the backswing, but there's also, you can use it for your right foot. Why?
Exactly. A lot of folks don't get off what they call the backside or the right side. They swing through, but they do not follow through, and they leave that back foot, the right foot, flat. So they don't hear this click. We want to hear this click on the right foot right after impact. All professionals want to hear this click right after impact.
And they don't want to hear it with their left foot, but they want to hear it with the right foot.
Exactly.
Multi-purpose.
Exactly. And another great price point, $14.99.
Excellent. And if we wanted to look for this stuff up on the web, where would we go?
Skills.com. SKLZ.com.
Excellent.
We're all your major retailers. Dick's, Golf Galaxy, Golfsmith, Sports Authority.
And you have a lot more products to showcase. We just don't have that kind of time, but definitely worth checking out the website.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, David.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Hi, I'm Chris Jackson, and I'm representing Golf Paint Away.
And what is – it's an interesting product to see in between all these golf clubs and a lot of people walking away hunched over after they're swinging the club all day. What is Golf Paint Away?
Golf Paint Away is a natural ingredient pain relief formula. And everybody who golfs is over the age of 20 is feeling some type of golf pain, whether it's, a back pain, elbows, the golf elbow, that type of thing, the knees. And what this is, it's all natural ingredients, and it actually works by targeting the inflammation that causes the pain that we all feel, whether it's after a round of golf or maybe we're playing golf consecutive days. And the product comes from Australia. It's been used over there for years, and it's based on Aborigines medicine and what they've done with eucalyptus and tea tree oils. So those are the two main ingredients of the products. So when you pick up a bottle of anything now, it's full of ingredients that you don't know what you've got. And everyone is a little leery of putting chemicals into their body. So now you've got a topical solution with only four ingredients in it. You've got olive oil, which is the base of the product. You have vanilla, which helps increase the circulation. But the two active ingredients are the eucalyptus oil and the tea tree oil. And those have been used for years in Australia as an arthritic reliever. But it also helps reduce pain inflammation. So a lot of people at the show today here have been using it just after they've tested products and been hitting golf balls for quite a while. You know, they've got the sore knees, sore elbows and everything. And they come over and they try it and it works. But, yeah, a lot of lower back. And, you know, for me, it's always the next morning after playing a couple of rounds of golf or what have you. So.
Is the relief instantaneously, or it's going to take about 20 minutes to a half hour?
Yeah, when you put it on, it takes about 15 minutes for it to soak in where you start feeling the effects of it. But it'll give you, per application, about 4 to 6 hours of pain relief.
So application, it's topical, it's not a pill form.
Right. And a lot of right now, a lot of people are concerned about ingesting too many, whether they're taking Advil or what have you. This is all natural, and you don't get the reactions on the skin or anything like that. But when you put it on, it smells pleasant, too. So it's not like Bengay or anything like that where you get that menthol smell. So there's some great products out there, but when folks are focused on natural ingredients, now that's really what they're looking for, and that's what this is about.
You mentioned it's an Australian developed product. There are a lot of doctors in the Golf Smarter audience who will go, I'm sorry, it's not FDA tested, I don't want anything to do with it. Is it?
But it's FDA registered, which you do with all products here, and so everyone's well aware of it. The company that invented this product, that bottles it and manufactures, is in Australia, and their original company, Elmore Oil, has been around for 15 years. They can go to elmoreoil.com and look it up and see the success that they've had with that product. It's safe. Because it's natural products, you're not getting any type of allergic reactions. But they can go to golfpaintaway.com, and they can learn all about the product, find out about how to get it, where to get it. And the manufacturer guarantees it 100%. If they're not seeing relief, they'll give them their money back. That's how convinced they are that it'll work for them.
And before we continue our tour of Hagen Oaks, I want to let you know that this episode of the Golf Smarter podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 100,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. Hey, Fred, are you back in the studio right now?
Yes, I am.
All right, great. Well, why don't you recommend a book that we can hear on Audible and then throw it back to us here back at the show?
Not a problem. Actually, there's a good book I wanted to recommend. It's Tales from Q School, Inside Golf's Fifth Major, written and narrated by John Feinstein. The annual PGA Tour qualifying event is one of the most grueling competitions in any sport. Every fall, veterans and talented hopefuls sweat through six rounds of hell at Q School to get a shot at the PGA Tour, vying for the 30 available spots. If you don't make it through Q School, you're not going to the PGA Tour. John Feinstein tells the story of the players who compete for these coveted positions in the 2005 Q School, with arresting accounts from the players, established winners, rising stars, the defeated, and the endlessly hopeful. Hey, Fred, can you keep it down over there? I'm trying to read this here. America's favorite sports writer unearths the inside story behind the PGA Tour's brutal all-or-nothing competition. And this audiobook could be yours for free if you sign up today. Just go to audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. That's audiblepodcast.com/golfsmarter. Okay, Fred, take it over back at Hagen Oaks. Okay, please introduce yourself and tell me why you're here.
I'm Vic Williams. I am the executive editor of Golf Getaways magazine, formerly Fairways and Greens, and I've been to this show probably 10 out of the last 15 years at least.
So tell me why I should be subscribing to Golf Getaways.
Well, number one is the experience behind it. We've been doing the magazine in one form or another since 1997. We've been as many places to play golf and experience what each region has to offer as you can think of, and we've just put together a really, really good product. Our editorial is award-winning. We have some photographers that are second to none, and we've kind of found our niche. We were more of a general interest magazine for years, and just last year we decided to really crystallize it into golf travel, and it's working out well for us. People are responding well, and the reason it's different is we kind of gear it toward having fun on the golf course. It's more about the entire encompassing experience, not just what a par is on a certain hole or how far it is from the black tees or whatever. We really get away from that. We talk about why go to a place and what creates the memories at every place we visit, and why golf is both incidental and vital to it. That's the main thing. It's a lot of fun for people to read.
As a publisher, a magazine publisher, you're in a, I don't want to call it a dangerous age, but it can't be an easy time for you with everything else going mobile, online. How do you compete with that?
Well, we've gone to iPad. We have a couple of issues, special issues up on iPad now. It's just called a Golf Travel app, and you download the app for free, Golf Getaways app, and then we put issues up there about once a month. Either it's a digital version, expanded digital version of our print magazine, or its own standalone. The most recent one we put up is about, believe it or not, golf in Nebraska. That's not the first place that comes to mind when people think about golf destinations. But since Sand Hills opened in the 90s, it's really exploded up there as far as name designers coming in, resorts being built, chief of which is Prairie Club in the northern part of the state, almost South Dakota. We feature that heavily, and it's available on the Apple iTunes store. So that's kind of our main thrust right now. We also do the email newsletters. Our website is playgolfgetaways.com, and that includes a lot of information we can't fit into the print product. So among all those, we kind of have digital covered, but like so many others, we're still trying to figure out the social media side, how to get people really involved that way, and it's a learning curve for a guy like me who's old school publishing guy. But
well, you're still wearing shades, so the future's got to be bright, right?
The future is bright. Otherwise, I wouldn't be standing here, my friend.
That's right. And is the future bright for print publication for you?
You know, there's something that about print. Everybody keeps saying, oh, it's dead. But there's something about the tactile side of reading a magazine or a book. People like to...
Man, you are old school.
Yeah. People like to pick it up. And although I must say I have an iPad and I read a lot of magazines and books on iPad, you know. But the print side still has a place. If you walk into a lot of stores these days, Barnes & Noble, whatever, they still have a pretty good selection of magazines. And there is the portability side of it. You don't need to recharge the magazine to read it.
Okay, you're stretching now.
But I got to come up with some excuses to keep running the press.
All right, so the app is Golf Getaways?
Yes.
Is the name of the app?
You can search for it. Just search for Golf Travel or Golf Getaways. All one word, Golf Getaways, with no space between the golf and the getaways.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Vic.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Early in this episode, we met up with Angelo Papadourakis, who introduced us to the Swing Smart Training Analyzer. Clearly, there's a new generation of golf tech gear coming out, and I'm going to stay all over that stuff. And it's well beyond what GPS has to offer, and it's very compelling if you're a geek like me. I really like the Swing Smart, and I think you may too. So if you'd like to see Angelo's demo, it's now available in our YouTube channel called Golf Smarter TV. I'll also post it on the blog. It's on the website. It's on YouTube. So please go and find it. It'll be the Swing Smart Golf Training Analyzer on Golf Smarter TV. Coming up next for members only, we'll meet Oliver Horovitz, whose new book, An American Caddy in St. Andrews, is a very entertaining look at what he calls growing up, girls, and looping on the old course. But you can only hear it when you join Golf Smarter for members only at golfsmarter.com. Also in the near future, we've got a couple of very interesting instructors, including a listener suggestion, a guy named John Lag Erickson. Andy Walker of the brand new Performance Center at Legacy Resort in Phoenix will join us, and we'll meet the CEO of the Back Nine Network. If you've not discovered Back Nine Network on the web yet, it's a golf lifestyle website that will soon be a cable TV network competing with the Golf Channel. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.
Smarterpodcasts.com. Delivering sound advice.